We talked about this morning, and Jade's so jealous she doesn't get a chance to talk to the big man from the North Pole. Santa's on the phone. Good morning, Santa.
Good morning, Vilco, and Merry Christmas to you and all the wonderful people listening to Zinc 96.1 in God's country.
Thank you.
What a pleasure to be speaking to you all.
Now, you've been listening on the iHeart app, Santa. You've been listening to the show this morning. So you know there's a burning question Jade has for you, but, you know, so are you ready for that later on?
Yes, I think she's got a couple of questions, so you're going to have to say them again, I guess.
Yes, I'll have to put them on for you. Now, the reason we're talking to you, Santa, is that we've just got I saw this press release the other day, and I'm so happy we're able to filter our call through to the North Pole this morning. Apparently now, because, you know, Telstra had the free payphones for a while now, but there's a special connection that children can now have with you and the entire workshop. Can you explain that for us?
Yes, certainly. What Telstra have done on their free payphones, and there are about half a dozen within probably a three wood from your studio, actually. I've looked it all up.
Okay.
And the last year we had 37,000 calls to me, and I was swamped, of course. So now we've extended it so that kids can call this magic number, and they can speak to me or to Mrs. Claus or to one of my top elves.
All right, so is it better to speak to you, or does the top elf have the same power as you and Mrs. Claus in the workshop there?
We're a bit of a light democracy, you might say, and Mrs. Claus or the top elf fully authorised to make promises and make deliveries.
Okay. Do you know what sort of requests you're getting this year from young children all over the Gympie Kalula Coast, Santa?
Well, I can tell you that Barbie is alive and well for mm-hmm. For the girls, and for the lads, it's, I'd say, a sort of a pretty even race between Lego, and Lego, and monster trucks.
Yeah, monster trucks. I still can't believe they're still a thing. Although a mate of mine next door, he's about 50, is keen for a Lego Millennium Falcon. So I hope you can work that out for him, Santa.
Well, of course, it depends on how good he thinks he's been and how good he's actually been.
Yes, well, this is a question Jade had this morning, and it's a pity she can't ask for herself, but I want to ask because everyone wants to know. Jade wants to know if she's made the naughty or the nice list, Santa.
Well, Bilko, Jade has to really look into her heart to answer that question herself.
Oh, okay.
And Bilko, I suggest answers that to avoid embarrassment.
Yes, I'm just losing the connection there, the North Pole, Santa. So what are you saying? She's got to look in her heart, and what is that where the answer will be? She doesn't need you to reiterate?
That's where the answer will be, but okay. Depending on what the answer is, maybe she should reveal that answer off-air rather than on-air.
Oh, okay. And I know her children are on the good list. I've never heard such a great bunch of helpers in her family, and they all help with the washing up and making sure the house is tidy while she's working hard with us. So I know they're going to be fantastically looked after. And I've got to ask you too, Santa, I did this as a child. I remember going to sleep years ago, trying to keep my eye open, to keep an eye out when you'd come and put prezzies under the tree. That is still a no-no, correct, in 2022?
This is absolutely right. Now, I tell children, don't stay up too late on Christmas night and no peeking.
Whatsoever.
But Bill, one thing we really have to do, we have to tell people what the magic number is.
Oh, that's the magic. Oh, yes, if people want to, or kids want to get onto that magic hotline to the North Pole, you sure you want to reveal it, because 37,000 calls last year, you're going to get swamped even more this year.
Look, if I did not reveal this number, I would have kids flying up to Greenland and places like that to cause me all sorts of strife. Look, that magic number, Bilko, is hash ho ho ho. Isn't that brilliant for this time of year? but in real words that people such as you and I would understand, that's hash 464646.
Hash 464646. Ho, ho, ho. Great.
And when they're connected, all they have to do is to dial 1 for Santa, 2 for Mrs. Claus, or 3 for my right-hand elf.
Now, if I get Mrs. Claus, do I get any of her cooking, Santa?
Probably not.
Oh! I was hoping for some of those famous cookies that Mrs. Claus is known to bake in the workshop kitchen there.
Well, I can vouch for those, and I've got the figure to prove it, yes. Bilko.
All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting, Sandra. I know you're busy up in that workshop, but let's remember hash 464646 from all the public payphones so you can connect with Sandra and dial one for Sandra, two for Mrs. Claus, or three for the top elf. And I reckon the top elf would be whispering in your ear right now about some of the better prezzies that they need to get.
And every time somebody does that, a dollar goes to the Salvation Army. And I think that's an absolute ripper of an idea, because anything we can do to support them, we should get right behind.
All right, Sandra, thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm assuming you've got a big day and you've probably got lots of meetings with the head team very shortly. So thank you for your time, Sandra. And really thank you again, you and Mrs. Claus and the entire workshop, for making yourselves available to speak to children all over our region and indeed the rest of the world too. So good luck.
And thank you to you, Bilko and Jade, and to all the wonderful people on the Sunshine Coast.
All right, beautifully done. There is Santa, direct from the Santa's Workshop. And, of course, kids, you can dial him up from any payphone. There's one outside Gympie Motor Group right now if you want to go and connect with the great man. Let him get off the phone to us and then move on to have a chat to him later today. That's incredible. Thank you, Santa.